Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
So sometimes in this shiur we deal with the Inyan HaDiyoma, especially when we approach Yemei HaChag and Moedei Yisrael, and sometimes it's about the weekly parasha. And today we have an opportunity to combine the two. Because in Parsha Samai, one of the mitzvahs is, Usfartem lechem emochetze Shabbos miyoyim aviyachem esoyim elat nufo, Sheva Shabbos eistamim oistihiyeno. So we are right in the middle of Yemei HaSfira, 24 days, and it's this week's Parsha. So the Gemara Samach Vav Amud Aleph, source number 3 on our sheet. Last line. Omer Abaye, mitzvah lemim neyoyme, u mitzvah lemim neshevui. You need to have a double count. We count the days, we count the weeks. Rabbonin de Beit Avashi mona yoyme ve mona shevui. Rabbonin de Beit Avashi did as Abaye dictated. Ameimar, mona yoyme ve loy mona shevui. Omer, zecha lemigdashu. Ameimar had a different opinion and he says it's enough if we count the days. You know, need to count the weeks and why not? Because it's Zechel HaMikdash. So what if it's Zechel HaMikdash? So what? So where is the source of the double count, both days and weeks? We actually have the mitzvah of Sfiras Yoyamim twice in Teiras Moshe. Source number 1 on our sheet is this week's parasha. Sfarta lachem emochis haShabbos miyoyim aviyachem esoyim eratnu v'shevet Shabbos eistamim oistihiyeno. And I just want you to note at this stage, because soon we're going to come back to this observation, two different psukim. We just read Posik Tezvav, Posik Tezayin, Ad Mamachas HaShabbos HaShviyas Tispun HaMishim Yoyim, Vekrafta Mincha Chodosho, LaHashem. This is the source of Minyan HaYomim. Tispun HaMishim Yoyim, Parshas Re'ei in Mishnah Torah, Sheva Shavuos Tispun HaLacho, Mochel Chamish Bekomo, Tochel Lispoil Sheva Shavuos. And this pasuk doesn't mention counting the days, only counting the weeks. So on source number 1, this week's parasha, we have both weeks and the days. So why do we need Parsha Re'ei to teach us the weeks? Not really. Because in the first pasuk, Posik Tezvov, Usfatam Lechem Amachas Shabbos Miyoyim Aviyachem Esoyim Eret Nufo, what do, are we supposed to count? That's what the next posik teaches us. Tispur HaMishim Yoyim. Sheva Shabbos Eistamim Oistihiyeno. It's not a command. It will be, the count will be Sheva Shabbos Eis. And this is the remez that Tispur HaMishim Yoyim is not really 50, it's 49. And that is Sheva Shabbos Eistamim Oistihiyeno. So the question is, Ameima says, you don't need to count weeks because it's Zeichel HaMikdash. So what? But it's a mitzvah. Even though it's a mitzvah that Rabbonon, however, we have a big klal throughout Shas called the Tikkun Rabbonon Kendi Uraisa Tikkun. And what is actually the machlokes between Ameimar and Abaye? What is the machlokes? Rashi on the spot is somewhat surprising. Ameimer, moni yoyme veloy moni shaviyah, omar, hai minyone dahash da lav choyvohu, duleka oimo, zech la migdosh ba'alma, hilkech biyoyme sagi, lav choyvohu. Rashi writes,
Kol HaLashon.
Neither min ha-Torah, nor min ha-Rabbonon, lav choyvohu. It's not a choyvohu. Zech la migdosh ba'alma. Rashi adds on one word. It's not only Zecha LeMikdosh, Zecha LeMikdosh Ba'alma. So, therefore, Ameima says, it's not a real mitzvah, it's not a total mitzvah, Lav Choyva. So let me say this, there are two types of Zecha LeMikdosh. Lulav Begvulan Kol Shiva. The Gemara says in Sukkah Mem Dalad Mem Dalaf is Zecha LeMikdosh. Min HaTorah mitzvah lulav 7 days is only in the Mikdash. Any other place in the world, the mitzvah diurais is only the first day of Sukkot. So all the other days are Min HaRabbanan. Why would Chomer Metaken Lulav call Shiva in the entire world? That is called Gvulin. Chutz Megvul HaMikdash. Zeichel HaMikdash. But it's still a Mitzvah D'Rabbanan. And we say a bracha and Lulav call Shiva. On the other hand, do you remember Zeichel HaMikdash? Another Zeichel HaMikdash? The most well-known Zeichel HaMikdash? Less than a month ago, we all said, Balayla Seder, Zeichel HaMikdash Kehilel Keino Zeichel Bezman Shebeis HaMikdash Horekayim. We don't say a bracha and Koirech. Koirech is not the same as Lulav Kol Shiva Begvulin. Lulav Kol Shiva is a Mitzvah D'Rabbanan. And it makes no difference why Chachomim were metaken mitzvahs, whether it's Pesum and Nisr, Zeichel HaMikdash, or any other reason. And just like we say a brocha on Mikro Megillah, which is Midrabonon, Ner Chanukah is Midrabonon, Ner Shabbos is Midrabonon, we say a brocha on Lulav Kol Shiva. So Mitzvah D'Rabbanan, it makes no difference why Chachomim were metaken. Koirech, it's not really a Mitzvah D'Rabbanan. It's somewhat more of a Zecher Ba'alma. It's a Zecher to the Minag of Hillel. And therefore we don't say a Brocha and Koirech. So Rashi explaining a Meimah, Rashi says, Lav Choy Voi. And it's only a Zecher HaMikdash Ba'alma. The Rambam Paskins, Perik Zayin, Alocha Chof Dalet, Midin V'Musofen, that Tzvius Woymi B'Zman Hazeh D'Uraisa. And according to the Rambam, Tzvius Woymi does not depend on Korban Oymar. So what is clear in the Rambam, that is the machloikis between Abaye and Ameimar. Abaye says Tzvius Woymi is a Mitzvah D'Uraisa. So you definitely need to be Mekayim Tzvius Woymi in its fullest days plus weeks. Ameimah says it's only midrabanan. Tosfos, source number 6. Ran, source number 5. Rosh, source number 7. They all maintain. Svir Suwaimer Bisman says midrabanan because Svir Suwaimer depends on Korban Oimer. When there is no Korban, there is no Svira. So according to them, what would be the machlokes between Ameimah and Abaye? Abaye says, Svir Suwaimer is a Zeichel HaMikdash of the nature of Lulav Kol Shiva. Ameimah says, it's a Zeichel HaMikdash of the nature of Koirech. Two different levels in Zeichel HaMikdash. According to Abaye, Choivo. It definitely is a Choivo. Like any other Mitzvah D'Rabbanan. Like Ner Shabbos. Like Eruv. Like Mikra Megillah. Like Ner Chanukah. These are Mitzvahs. These are Choivo. Ameimar, according to Rashi, Lav Choivo. It's not a Zeichel HaMikdash, it's a Zeichel HaMikdash Ba'alma. So there are two different drochim in explaining the Machloikes Abaye and Ameimar. Source number 8, we have the Rambam, but not the right one. This is Aloche Chof Beis, we need Aloche Chof Dalet. In the Loch of Dana, the Rambam writes, Mitzvah Zuno Heges, Bekol Mokoim, Ubekol Zman. Bekol Mokoim, Ubekol Zman. So even Bezman Hazeh, it's a Mitzvah D'Uraisa. The Rambam, Sefer HaMitzvahs, once again. The Rambam deals with the question, Mitzvah L'mimni Yomim, Mitzvah L'mimni Shavuoi. Are these two separate mitzvahs or one mitzvah? And the Rambam says, you might make a mistake when you learn the Gemara. Abaye says, mitzvah l'mimni yoyma, mitzvah l'mimni shavua. You have a mitzvah to count the days and a mitzvah to count the weeks. You might think they are two separate mitzvahs. But the Rambam says, no. In the list of Taryag, I dedicated only one slot for Svius Woyma. It is one mitzvah, which has two parts. So the concept of Chelkei Mitzvah is very well known in Sefer HaMitzvahs. Not every act, not every deed is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. So the most relevant example would be Korbonos. Korban Chatos is one mitzvah. Korban Oile is another mitzvah. And each of these mitzvahs of the Korbonos includes Shechita, Kabbalah, Hoylocha, Zrikas Adam, Haktoras Eimerim, and these are not separate mitzvahs. It's not five mitzvahs, it's one. But the performance of this mitzvah, Kiyum HaMitzvah, requires an entire set of acts, starting with Shechita Sakorim, Kabbalah, Hoylocha, Zrika, Haktoras Eimerim, and all these are included in one mitzvah. Machloikes Rambam Ramban. Hafroshes Trumas Umaises, and then you need to take the Trum and the Mice and give them to a Kohen and a Levi. Are these included in one mitzvah? That is the opinion of the Rambam, or two separate mitzvahs. So the Rambam says we need to count days and weeks, but don't make a mistake. These are not two separate mitzvahs, one mitzvah. And the Rambam proves that it's one mitzvah and not two from the fact we make one brocha. If it would be two separate mitzvahs, we would make two brochas. So how come we make one brocha and two mitzvahs? This proves it's one mitzvah, not two. Let me ask you, Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh, does anybody know one mitzvah or two mitzvahs? Mefurish and Menoches, two mitzvahs. And in Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs, mitzvahs that say Yud Gimel Yud Dalet are Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh. And he's found him here that only make one brocha on tefillin. So how many brochas do you make on tefillin in the morning? Why is that? Because that's a psak of the Shulchan Aruch of Beis Yosef. Ashkenazim make two brochas because the Rosh says two. Why does the Beis Yosef say one? As usual, because the Rambam says one. And why does the Ramo say two? Because the Rosh says two. So the Rambam, on one hand, maintains Tefillin Shel Yad, Tefillin Shel Rosh are two mitzvahs, and he himself says you want one brocha. So how does he prove from Sefiras HaWaymit that it's one mitzvah because we say one brocha? And if it would be two mitzvahs, we would say two brochas. So why is it different than Tefillin? It's a very relevant question. I'm not going to give you the answer now. It's written Barichus in Minchas Rosh HaMoed in Chele Gimel. But in some way, we need to differentiate between the tefillin and Svi's Oymer. Maybe some of you could come up with a suggestion. What is the difference between tefillin? Afal pi. Even the two mitzvahs, we say one brocha. And the Rambam maintains, if Svi's Yom and Svi's Shavuos would be two mitzvahs, we would say two brochas. And why is that? Maybe it is because Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh are two mitzvahs, but you're not allowed to make a hefsek between the two. Asoch bein tefillah letefillah choizem orchei hamelchama. And Chazal darshan that from a pasuk. K'shaltum lo yisav yudecha v'oritavis ben yinecha. They always come together. And that is why if the nature of this mitzvah, they're both tefillin and they both come together, we say one brocha. But if minyan hayom and minyan shavuos are two separate mitzvahs, there is no reason that you need to be mekayim, they're both together. You could count the days 9 o'clock, and then the weeks 10 o'clock, or the other way around. So the Rambam says, if there are two unrelated mitzvahs, even though they're both counting, and they're both associated with the yomer, but there's no reason to do them together, then we would say two brochas. Masha ein kein b'tefillin. Everybody agrees, and that's a sugya mefereshes, you're not allowed to make a hefsek between tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh. And that is not because of the brocha. The brocha is the rabbanon, and that is a din chazal darshan from the Torah. And ayorav arach aleivav, going all back to Chumash, to Melchemes Midyan, so maybe that would be the difference. Because it not necessarily must be one mitzvah, but the fact that you need to perform these two mitzvahs together. And it's mafurish menoches that these are two different mitzvahs, and they're not ma'akev one the other. If there would be one mitzvah, chelke mitzvah are ma'akev. And that is a separate discussion, because one of the tainis of the Ramban against the Rambam, Bafroshes Trumas Umaises, the Ramban argues, if afrosha nesina would be one mitzvah, and if you weren't mekayim nesina, then you also weren't mekayim afrosha. And I wrote, maybe so. Maybe you weren't mekayim mitzvah afrosha, but the chaloisa treme does not depend whether you were mekayim a mitzvah or not. Shnei dinim. So according to the Rambam, if afrosha nesina are one mitzvah, hamafresh v'loy nosan will not get sechar mitzvah. But afrosh is a chalois. Still afrosh. But we do maintain chelkei mitzvah ma'ak v'nizeh ezeh. And that's the difference between the two tefillin and our kanfois. If you have 3 out of 4 kanfois, you're not makayim a mitzvah. And tzitzis is not a chalois. And therefore you have an aveda if you two have put on a begit that only has 3 tzitzis. But tefillin shelad and tefillin arosh are not ma'akav, and that's a Mishnah. The tefillin shelad and tefillin arosh are not ma'akav, and that proves it's 2 different mitzvahs. So let's come back to Sfiras Avoimer. So the Rambam proves yomim v'shavuos are 1 mitzvah and not 2. If they would be 2, we would say 2 brochas. And this brings us to a huge surprise, and that is Rabbeinu Yerucham. So Rabbeinu Yerucham says, Sfiras Avoimer, Yomim and Shavuos are 2 different mitzvahs. We don't have Sefer HaMitzvahs of Rabbeinu Yerucham. If we would have Sefer HaMitzvahs of Rabbeinu Yerucham, then in the list of Taryag there would be 2 slots for Sfiras Avoimer and not 1. Yomim and Shavuos. I wonder what he would subtract. But we could only guess. Because he didn't write Sefer HaMitzvahs. So Rabbeinu Yerucham says 2 different mitzvahs. Why don't we say 2 brachas? And now he gives us a shock. And he says, Minyan Ayomim is menatoira bismanase. Minyan Ayomim does not depend on the Korban. Minyan Ashevois does depend on the Korban, and that is why it is only medarabbonon. And because it's a Zechel HaMikdash, we don't say a brocha on Minyan Ashevois, like we don't say a brocha on Koyrech. So Rabbeinu Yerucham is the first, and I think the only one of the Rishonim that compares Zechel HaMikdash of Ameimar, talking about Sfiras Avoimer, to Zechel HaMikdash of Koyrech. And just like you don't say a brocha on Koyrech, because it's only a Zechel HaMikdash, you don't say a brocha on Sfiras Avoimer. But according to Rabbeinu Yerucham, it is only Minyan HaShavuos that is Zechel HaMikdash. And therefore we don't say a brocha Minyan HaShavuos. Minyan HaYomim is Menatoil. What is not clear in Rabbeinu Yerucham, because Rabbeinu Yerucham is a parshan, so his opinion, is that a Abaye or a Meimar? When a Meimar says Zechel HaMikdash, does he mean to say Shavuos is Zechel HaMikdash or both? Let's go through part of Rabbeinu Yerucham. Le'el Sheni Shal Pesach Mevorchen Asher Kedushon Mitzvah Sazon Al Sfiras Avoimer. V'teimahu Shehoy Eloi Loimer Al Sfiras Hayomim Ki Sfiras Avoimer Einoi Shum Dovor V'hav Eloi Loimer Al Sfiras La'oimer, o al sviras hayomim, va'oid la'me'ein mevochim shtei brochois, achas liyomim va'achas l'shavuos, sh'arei shtei mitzvois hen, ve'en kitfilin shel yosh v'shelad, da'oimer shnei brochois, afinu lo sach bein tfilin letfila, ve'yebein yiruchum azen ashkenazi. And he maintained, like Tosis and the Rosh, minig ashkenaz, we say 2 brochas on tfilin. Ve'oid, eich onu soimchem hayoim yudalet shem beis shavuos, ve'yom chof alef shem shloish shavuos, hoyal onu loim al hayim yudalet yoim, v'hayoim beis shavuos, because it's 2 separate mitzvahs. When you say yudalet yoim shehem shnei shavuos, argues Rabbeinu Yerucham, you're not counting the weeks, you only count the days. You say 14 days are 2 weeks. That's not called counting weeks. We should say, Hayoim, Arvoes, Yoim, Vahayoim, Shnei Shavuos. but saying Aboshim Shehem Shnei Shavuos is not really counting weeks. Malan Eloim is Shehem Shnei Shavuos, v'chi ein onu yoidim shiyu dalet yoim hem Shnei Shavuos, v'neralan. This is the punchline. Meshum dechsuv sheva Shavuos tispelacho, v'chsiv nama meyom aviyacham asoyim alat nifo, gabe sheva Shavuos es temimo istiyenu nimtze shaloi nichta vasir zashuos, ki im gabe yoimer, avasvies ayomem, loi ksiv gabe yoimer. That's why I stressed two different psukim. Psukim number one, Meyom Aviyachem Asoim Eretnufo, Sheva Shabosois. Posek Tazayin does not speak about Korban Oimar. So Yomem is not dependent on Oimar, Shavuos is dependent on Oimar. And let's move on to Ben Yeruchim. ובזמן הזה אנו סופרים לשבועי זכר המקדוש, ובדובר של זכר המקדוש לבד, אין מברוכן עולב, מדדה וקריחה דליל פסח, ורובד זין של סוכר, סוי שענה רבה, ולכן אנו אומרים שם כך וכך שבועי, שאין זו ספירה ממש. אילו היינו סופרים ממש, כמו שהיו בזמן האומר, הוי נראה שברוכה חוזרת, אף הסביר של שבועי, ולכן אומר נוחס, מסלמוניון, מסלמוני שבוע, ערוץ אלוהימר, יוימי מן התוירו. יוימי מן התוירו. והמי מרמוני יוימי ולא ימוני שבוע, אומר זכר המקדוש, הוא פרש, סביר של שבוע, אין אלה זכר המקדוש, ולכן לא ימוני שבוע, אין ביחס היומים. So I don't understand. He seems to be explaining the opinion of a Meimar. So a Meimar maintains Shvira Seshavuos is only Zecher HaMikdash. And that's why you don't count weeks. So how is it a Zecher HaMikdash if you don't count? What exactly is a Zecher HaMikdash if you don't count weeks? So he seems to be basing his opinion on a Meimar. Abaye says, Mitzelem im niyoyme, that's Menatoyra. Then a Meimar steps in and he says, Shavuos is only Zecher HaMikdash. So is a Ben Yeruchim explaining a Meimar, that seems to be the case. So a Meimar says, weeks is Zecher HaMikdash. Because the weeks depend on Korb Moimar, and the days don't depend on Korb Moimar. So Sfiras HaShavuos is Zecher HaMikdash. And therefore, you don't count weeks. So how is it Zecher HaMikdash if you don't count? So what does he mean in the last three words? Loi HaYomayin HaShavuos Im Birkas Hayomim. Maybe you did count weeks, but not together with the days. When you say a bracha, you only say the bracha on the days. What about the weeks? Did he count weeks, but not together with the days? Maybe sometimes yes, sometimes no. Don't know. It's confusing. It's not clear. But what is clear in the Ben Yeruchim? 2 points. 2 different mitzvahs. Not one, like the Rambam maintains. 2 separate mitzvahs. Number 2, Zecher HaMikdash, you don't say a brocha. It's like koirech. It's not like lulav kol shivo. It's like minig arova in oishana rabo. Which is also Zecher HaMikdash, but you don't say a brocha. Number, what? There was, according to the Ben Yeruchim, there were 2 brachas, the Zman HaMikdash. The only reason we don't say 2 brachas is because we only say a bracha on Yomim. We don't say a bracha on the weeks. Maybe, I know it's bothering you. Yeah. So I don't know what that means. Maybe it means Yechoizel al the bracha. Or maybe the Nusach HaBracha was Asher Kedishono B'metzois Tzivono Al Sviras HaYomim V'HaShavuos Shel HaOimer. For instance, Trumah Gedoyla, Maaseh Rishon, Maaseh Sheni are separate mitzvahs. What is the Nusach HaBracha when we say when we're Mafresh Trumah Samaisis? You don't say two separate brachas. But you do mention two separate mitzvahs. So I don't know. In the beginning of Rabbeinu Yerucham, he seems to argue, if it would be two mitzvahs, we would say two brachas. And then he says, a bracha chozeres al minyan hashavuos. Does he mean you say a separate bracha, or maybe when you say the bracha, you need to mention the two mitzvahs, like we find by Trumas HaMaisis? So these are the two relevant points in Rabbeinu Yerucham. Sefer HaMoer. So this is the same, but different. Yesh Shoalim. Ma tam ein onu oimrim boizman. Why don't we say a Shechiyonu on Sviyas Uvoyma? We say a Shechiyonu on Mitzvahs de Rabbonon, Chanukah, Mikra Megillah. So why don't we say a Shechiyonu on Sviyas Uvoyma? It's once a year. Mizman lezman. And then he has two other shaylas. One of the interesting one is shayla number three that he asks. In the days of the Beis HaMikdash, when they were Mekadosh HaChodesh al Pi Ariyah, there was Sveika de Yoima. Probably all of you know why in Chutzlars we have 2 days Yom Tov. Because in days of yore, going back to Yemei HaMikdash, people living far from Eretz Yisrael didn't know when Beis HaMikdash was Mekadosh HaChodesh. So they needed to keep 2 days Yom Tov. So how did they count Sfira? They probably counted Hayom Yom Echad O Shnei Yomim L'Oimer. Second day they said Hayom Shnei Yomim O Shloshi Yomim L'Oimer, because it was the Sveik of the Yomim, Mitzvah D'Uraisa. So why don't we count a double Sfira Minig Aviseinu B'Yodeinu, just like we keep 2 days Yom Tov Sveik of the Yomim? And he answers one answer and both of these questions. Kloloi shel davar, third line in Moir. Does anybody know what's the Moir HaKoton? The same Mechaber wrote a sefer HaMoir HaGodol. Is anybody familiar what's the Moir HaGodol and what's the Moir HaKoton? What? Yeah, but which one is called Moir HaGodol and which one is called Moir HaKoton? Noshim Nezikin is Moir HaGodol, Moid Moir HaKoton. Why? I don't know. But he wrote on various Masechtas and Shas. Some of the Moir HaGodol, the others Moir HaKoton. So on line number 3, Kloloi shel dovor, ein lanu lahachme besviras uvoyme, she'enei elo zecher ba'alma. He uses the same lashon, the same language as Rashi. Zecha ba'alma. And therefore, we don't say Shechiyonu. We're not makbed in Sviras Uoimer. V'hocha sikne beduchtim b'menoches. Ameimer mone yoyme. V'loim mone shavoy. Ome zecha l'migdashu. V'afar pishonu mone yoyme v'shavoyis. Minegu v'yadeinu. Aval ha'atino izman. Ein lanu. Balamor Paskins in accordance to a Meimar. And obviously so does Rabbeinu Yerucham. But the difference between Rabbeinu Yerucham and a Meimar is so obvious. And the Balamor. The Balamor says, why don't we say Shechiyonu? But it is clear to him that we say Berchas HaMitzah. Ashekedishonu b'mitzvoyse v'tzivon al tzviyas uvoymar. And he does not differentiate between days and weeks. According to the Balamor, the entire mitzvah is only Zecha l'Migdash. If days would be Menatela, we would say Shechiyonu on the days. So the Balamor maintains Halocheka Meimar, and when a Meimar says Zecha l'Migdash, it's all Zecha l'Migdash. That's why we don't say Shechiyonu. So why do we say Berchas HaMitzvah? So obviously Berchas HaMitzvah, yes. But not Berchas HaZman, not Shechiyonu. And he says, Zecha l'Migdash ba'alma. It's not a real mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah gemuro. So on one hand, Balamo is like Rashi. Why didn't the Meimah count the weeks? Because Zecha l'Migdash ba'alma. Lav Choyvohi. And he uses the same lotion, Zechon HaMikdash Baal Meh. It's not a real mitzvah. And therefore, we're not Machmas Veke de Yoyma. We don't say Berchaz Zman. But we do say a brocha. According to Rabbein Yerucham, of Zechon HaMikdash, it's like Koyrech. So according to the Balamo, Zechon HaMikdash, but more similar to Lulav? Not really. So why didn't the Meimah say Shavuos? So it's somewhere in the middle. Between Zechon HaMikdash of Lulav, Zechon HaMikdash of Koyrech. So Micha Sosha Chele Gimel, I made a very powerful argument about why don't we say a brocha on Koyrech? Because Hillel HaZaken didn't say a brocha on Koyrech. Which brocha did Hillel make when he was Koyrech Matzav Amor of Yerichlem B'yachad? He made a brocha on Matzah, he made a brocha on Amor. So do we. We already made a brocha on Matzah and Amor. So exactly what brocha will make on Koyrech? I wonder what half a minute there is to make a brocha on Koyrech. So actually, Bizman Shabbos and Mikdash Yekayim and Hillel ate Matzah and Morah together, what brocha did he make? Asher Kedushonu B'Mitzvoy Sitzvon Al Achilas Matzah. And then Asher Kedushonu B'Mitzvoy Sitzvon Al Achilas Morah. Second brocha would be Hefsik for the first brocha. The Rambam writes, Asher Kedushonu B'Mitzvoy Sitzvon Al Achilas Matzah Simroirem. Just like a Froshes Tumas Amaisis. When you makayim two mitzvahs together, you don't say two separate brochas, but you need to emphasize both mitzvahs. Al achilas matzahs amroinim would be similar to afroshes shlomos umaisos. But that's the reason we don't say a brocha on Koyrech. So you can't compare Svias Avoyim to Koyrech. We don't say a brocha on Koyrech because we actually already said the brocha on Koyrech. We said the brocha on matzah and brocha on morah. It's not like Svias Avoyimah. So that's somewhat of a tzorachin on Rabbein Yerucha. So today we discussed in depth the concept of yomim and shavuos. Mitzvah lemim liyomim and mitzvah lemon shavuah. Let me just say this. We all know that the days of Svira should be days of preparation. Preparation to Kabbalah Sotayla. Sefer HaChinuch writes, Svira Mitzrayim is all about laharis benafshenu as the chefetz ha-godel sheyesh lanu al ha-yoyim hazeh. The special day of Kabbalah Sotayla. Ke'eved yishavtzel v'yesporat ha-yamim. Mosai yagia ho'eis ha-nichsaf. Waiting for this wonderful day. And the Ran, at the end of Pesachim, quotes a Medrash. When Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, they came every day to Moshe. You made a promise. B'tzeischem Mitzrayim tavdun esu elokim al ahar hazeh. When will that be? We expect you to practice and to fulfill what you promised us. Where is Har Sinai? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw their thirst for Torah and how much they are waiting for Kabbalah Satorah. So he said, I want to see this every year. And that's the mitzvah Svias Avoyimah. So Rabbi Sosa Salanto demanded from his Talmidim, and we find the same in Chidush Arim that asked his Chassidim, every day of Yomei HaSvira, Mem Tes Yomei HaSvira coincide with Mem Ches Vorem Shatoyle Niknes Behem. And that's in Perek Vov of Mesechet Toris. So Minyan Ayomim is associated with the Mem Ches Dvorim Shetoyle Neknes Bem. What about the weeks? The Zoya in this week's parsha says, 7 weeks of Svira coincide with Shiva Nikiyim the Zova. And just like a Zova Oyle Metumele Tahara with Shiva Nikiyim, Klal Yisrael was elevated Metumele Tahara in the 7 weeks between Yesias Mitzrayim and Kabbalah Shetoyle. And that is every year. So in every Siddur, after Svias Avoyimah, there's a short Tefillah Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And every day of Yomei HaSvira is built on Sheva Sfiros. Does anybody know about Sheva Sfiros? Could anybody tell me what are the Sheva Sfiros? What are they? Chesed, Chesed Gevurah Teferes, Netzach Hoyd Yesoid Malchus. Are there 7 or 10? Is anybody familiar with that? What? 7 or 10? How many spheres are they? Which are the other 3? Kesa Chochma Bina. Kesa Chochma Bina. So why don't we only have 7 weeks and not 10? What does Sphirois mean? What is Sheva Sphirois? The source of this concept is in Sefer Yetzirah. However, it's mentioned in Medrash Rabbah as well. And nobody really knows what the Sphirois mean. Does it mean numbers? Does it mean a story? Some say it means light. Sapphire is one of the precious gems which radiates. Nobody really knows what it is. But the Sheva Sphirois, or the Eser Sphirois, Reb Chaim Avolozhin says in Ruach Chaim and Ovois, are the same as Ba'asora Mamorois Nivra Huaylam, and that's the first mission of Perek Hayav Ovois. So in the Loshon of the Gemara, of the Mishnah, of the Braisa, it is Mamorois. 10 times Vayoymar Elokim in Parshas Bereishis. And in the language of the Mekobora Mitzfirois, and these are Tzenoides HaShefa, with which the Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world, sustains the world, and that is our Shefa Eloki, comes down from the heavens with the Eser Sphirois. Is anybody familiar with Dalet Olamos, with the 4 worlds? I do not mean the planets. There are more than 4 planets. We're still not finished counting the planets. It's very fluid. Every few years they decided to add or subtract. But the 4 olamos are a concept in Kabbalah. And it's based on a pasuk in Navi Yeshayahu. Atzilus, Bria, Yetzirah, and the physical world we are familiar with is Olam HaAsiya. Kesach Chochma Bina belong to Atzilus. We don't get up that high. We have no negiyah to Atzilus. And that is why our avoider concentrates on Sheva Sphirois. Kesa, Chochma, Bina are beyond our reach. But the other Sheva Sphirois are 7 days of Yom Tov, 7 weeks of Sphira. Dalet Minim, how many? How many Minim do we have when we're Mekayim the Mitzvah? Did you ever count? 3 plus 2 plus 1 plus 1. How many is that? 7. So the 7 minim have to do with the Sheva Sphirois. And the Sheva Sphirois are 1 of the 10, out of the 10. So Gedoyi HaChassidus were machadish, that these Sphirois are two-way streets, not one way. And these Sheva Sphirois are midas benefesh ha'odam, midas with which we need to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu and be dovek in a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu b'chesed. We serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu b'gevura, with teferes, netzach es Torah, hoyd is the beauty of mitzvahs, yesoid is kedusha sabris, malchus is kabbalah sol malchus shamayim. So these spheres go both ways. When we serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu with these 7 midas, shefa goes up, melatata la'ela. And that inspires Sheva to come down, Ma'ela Letato. So those are the Sheva Sphirois that coincide with the 7 weeks. That coincide with Sheva Nekiyim. So part of our Achonat to Kabbalah Satoira is Avoida and Midas and Kedusha and Tahara, and not only Memches Dvorim that are directly associated with the way you learn. So, mitzvah lemim niyoyim and mitzvah lemim neshevoah, whether they're 2 separate mitzvahs or 1 mitzvah, 2 inyonim. 1 is yegiyas ha-toyra, darkei ha-talmud, but that is not enough. The other one is dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and tikkun ha-midas, which bring you closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which bring upon you a ruach tahara, in a ruach kedusha, serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu with everything you have, with all the koichas and nefesh that that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed upon you with chesed, gevurah, teferes, netzach, hoyd, yesoid, and malchus. Yerotzim shechalkenu emorim. We should come every day closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and ever closer to Kavod.
Kol HaLashon.
So these are days of preparation to Kavod HaSatoyed and Kavod HaSol Malchus Shemayim. Have a beautiful Shabbos.
Kol HaLashon. A whole world of quality content.